Lisa, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Hi, Tess. Great to be here.
So tell us about Doris. Tell us about her. Why was she so popular?
Well, I guess all of Sydneysiders know her today because she was the publican at the Hollywood Hotel in Surry Hills. And she was there for decades. She actually became the publican back in 1977. And she made it a really special place because she took her skills as an actress and a singer, and she used to regale people of her time when she was in London and in the film industry as well.
Yeah, it sounds like she had some pretty amazing talent as an actress and singer.
Yes, I think she really made a mark in the 1950s. So if we go back, Doris was born in Glebe in 1930, and she learnt a lot of, I guess, her singing and musical skills. They were developed when she went to a convent school, and she actually went through into, I guess, secondary school, we would call it these days. And anyway, she decided she wanted to be an actress and a singer, and she went over to England. There were other reasons why she headed over to England, but she decided to pursue a career. So she was singing in working men's clubs, sort of as a bit of a cabaret singer, and what they called a point singer. It was something that people don't know much about. A point singer, people don't really do it these days. It's sort of almost like half acting, half singing.
Okay.
And so you half speak the song. So the point is to really... It is to get across the point of the song. So it's not necessarily all about the melody. It's also about the words and the meaning and the sort of entendre you might put on, the double entendre you might put on certain words. And it was a very popular form of singing and was around in the nightclubs in the 50s, in the cabaret scene, and also in sort of comedy. So anyway, Doris was doing that in England, and she was actually working in a cabaret club when she was spotted by film agents who offered her a role as a blonde giantess shot putter in a British film called Geordie. So apparently they'd been searching and searching for someone, and they couldn't, you know, they'd gone through all these different sort of call-outs and auditions. They couldn't find anyone. So anyway, Doris was a remarkable, you know, beautiful blonde woman, 5'10" tall. And according to, she made all the papers when she scored this role. And she had a bust of 38, hips of 38, and a waist of 26. This is inches. So she was very tall. So, but that's what they needed for this role. And in the film, she fell in love with a 6'4" Scottish Olympic hammer thrower.
Wow.
She was a shot putter. This is 1956 it came out. So that was her first role. And then shortly after that, she got small roles in things like Iron Petticoat with Bob Hope and Katharine Hepburn. So she got to work with some of the really big names. And she also did The Sundowners. And then when she came back to Australia in the late 50s, and she was back, you know, seeing a mum, and her mum was like, no, don't go back to England, I want you here. And she was like, but if I want a career, I really need to be in England or America. Anyway, her mum prevailed, and Doris stayed back in Australia, but they decided to move into pubs, because Doris said, well, you know, things are going to be different in Australia, so I need to buy a pub. So I need to get in some form of business. So her mum had been had worked in pubs when she was a child. So they bought their first pub at Surry Hills, the Belmore Park. Initially, they were just publican licensees. They were leasing it. So they did the Belmore Park, and they also had the West End, moved then to the West End in Balmain. And they also... another famous one still around, the Marlborough Hotel in Newtown.
Oh, wow.
Doris was a publican there for a little while. Now, this was in the 1960s. So female publicans in the 1960s, female publicans were quite common, but a woman moving from being an actress to becoming a publican was a bit of an interesting move, and sort of, I guess, her glamorous connections and work with people like Katharine Hepburn and Bob Hope gave her something of a exotic flavour. And she, you know, she's a striking, tall woman, blonde woman, and she used to enjoy sitting on the bar and playing her guitar and singing her point songs. Style and regaling people with her stories. So she worked with lots of really interesting people, and so particularly, I guess, at the Hollywood Hotel, she found her niche, because the Hollywood Hotel was named because of the film industry that had clustered around in the 1940s. There was Paramount House, which of course now is the Golden Age Cinema, and there was also 20th Century Fox. It was right in this little area in Surry Hills around Foster Street and Commonwealth Street. And they, you know, the Hollywood Hotel was built in 1941. It was this kind of groovy Art Deco modernist style pub. And when Doris took it over in 1977, it was pretty bare. And so she really kind of gave it its atmosphere. There's a great oral history on the National Film and Sound Archive that they've published, that she was interviewed in the 1990s, and she said that when she took it over, it was nothing, and she sort of really built up the business and, I guess, really gave it her own flavour. Talking about her time, she also managed to sort of, she put carpet down on the floor. A lot of the wood paneling that's on the walls now and the little booths are due to Doris. And it's given it a real charm, the Hollywood Hotel. And that combined with Doris behind the bar, making people feel welcome. And because of who she was and her understanding of the film and television industry, the pub's also been used in many sort of films as well.
Oh, cool.
And Doris kept up her sort of filmic and television career while in the sort of 60s and 70s as well. So some of the other films, iconic Australian films that she was in sort of more extra roles, was Caddy. Mm-hmm. 1976, and also Tim in 1979. So for you film buffs out there, look out for Doris Goddard in those films. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing that Doris sort of was the publican at the Hollywood Hotel for so long, since 1977. And she really, I think, made it into a place that was accepting for everybody, and it's always been a very comfortable place for Sydneysiders of all diversities to go along to and to have a drink and to hear about Doris and her Hollywood connection.
She was an amazing woman. Lisa, thanks so much for telling us a bit more about her.
Thanks, Tess.